All right, so today for our message, we are continuing the segment of discussing women in the Bible. So we're going to continue with the characters Mary and Martha, who are two sisters who might have some conflicting ideals about things. Not only do they have conflicting ideals about life, but they have contrasting ideals and devotions to Jesus. Kind of just like us and our siblings, we can be pretty competitive. So who here has siblings? Okay, a lot of them. Caitlin, raise your hand. Thank you. All right. Who has siblings who fight? See? Okay. So see, it's pretty common. I know some of you might have argued over various things in life. It's easy to do. We can be pretty petty about things, and sibling rivalry, it's kind of common. We each have our own way of doing things, which sparks a lot of debate there. And I know I can be at ends with my siblings all the time as well. But what happens when we're at ends about how we worship Jesus with our siblings, even our friends and our family? We're at ends at how we are around him. So in the case with Mary and Martha, Jesus was there in person. And it is obvious they had some divide about what is appropriate when Jesus is in the house. So many of us, along with Martha, had anxieties on how to properly please Jesus, how to worship him appropriately. So today, we're going to look at how Jesus responded to her and how this can apply to all of us today. So in the case with these two sisters, Mary was at the Lord's feet listening to him when he was there. He was in his present form, in his human form. She was simply listening to his words. While Martha, on the other hand, she was the one who decided to clean the house, cook the meal, get the place ready for Jesus to come over. Would you do the same if you knew he was coming over? Because I know I would. But, spoiler, he kind of already knows that you may not clean your house and your room all the time. So, there's that. But in this case, Jesus kind of upends all of Martha's assumptions about what God wants, how to truly welcome God's kingdom. So in this case, Jesus is literally right there in person. While we may know that he might be everywhere in our lives, kind of seeing him with the human eye might hit a little different, especially for these two sisters. So again, Mary is at Jesus' feet, simply listening, not doing a thing. Martha's kind of distracted by her many tasks. She's preoccupied and all the prep that she has to do to clean the house and get everything ready. So while this might have been done in good faith for Jesus himself, we can easily see that Martha is quite anxious about what's good for Jesus, what's good for worshiping him, and what's good for listening to him. It's obvious that Martha is kind of upset when she's doing that time-honored biblical thing. She's seeking to be faithful to the tradition of hospitality to honor Jesus. Mary doesn't seem to be cooperating with her. What's even worse is that Jesus doesn't really seem to be bothered by it, and in Martha's eyes, he's not really doing anything about it. But after what Jesus says, it's kind of intriguing. He starts with speaking to Martha after bringing up her devotion to cleaning up. She's getting things ready. She's complaining that Mary is not doing a dang thing and just sits there. Jesus responds with, "Hey, Martha, listen. You're worried, you're upset about all these things, but there are few things that are needed, only one thing. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." Take a moment to think about that. What won't be taken from her? That's our Lord for us. Not only does he calm the storm when the disciples are on the boat, but he also calms Martha's anxiety along with ours as well. So Jesus makes it quite clear that Mary has chosen the better thing. She dropped all of her worries and anxieties to sit with him and to listen to his teachings in his current moment. This is sort of what our Lord does to our disciples as well, along with some of us. He'll say, "Follow me," and they do just that. They devote their whole lives to him, spreading the good news of a Savior of the world, kind of what some of us can do today. We tell people about the gift of salvation through Christ's sacrifice because he simply loves us so much. Jesus points out, while Mary did make the better decision, what Mary chose will not be taken from her. So again, what won't be taken from her? That's Jesus Christ. This seems to be the most important part of the story, that Christ will never be taken away from you. So even throughout your sibling rivalry or other things, your worries, doubts, and fears, Christ will remain there to make you strong, and he will guide you through anything. So Jesus speaks to Martha's anxiety. He states that the hospitality he's interested in isn't just a clean house, good food, but an open mind to the fresh word that he is. He's reshaping the world and disrupting the social order of biblical time. So within that is an open invitation to Martha to drop your anxieties, your notions of faith and worship, and to just listen to Christ. Open yourself up to the kingdom of heaven and what is being revealed to you. Open yourself up to a personal relationship with Christ that is offered to you. Jesus doesn't really follow a strict rule book and what guidelines you need to worship him, but that's up to him, not me or any of you. So with all of this in mind, this isn't really a bash at doing housework or worrying about the cleanliness of your house when someone comes over. It's great to clean your house. Please do that. So remember, Christ did not say that Martha chose the wrong option, rather the one that wasn't the best for that time. This is a reminder, and again, an invitation to everyone to put away your fears and your anxiety and to listen to him. Listen to the Lord when he calls you and knocks on that door. Let's respond to this good news today by sitting at the feet of Christ together, confessing our anxieties, our sin to him, and asking God to help us release our notions about what God wants and how to be faithful, how to be proper, how to be appropriate to him. Open ourselves up to the world-reshaping word of good news that Jesus is speaking to us today. So we must learn the absolute truth, which is only accessible through a few things: the Bible, the Word of God, through Christ himself. Let's work with our siblings, our family, guide them to Christ together. Let's let the Lord erase any anxieties about our lives and the world together, and just listen to him. Remove any anxiety you have, your worry, your doubt with fear, along with turning away from your sin. Many will say that Christ will eventually come to you, but he always was there. And that is the word of God today here at this church on this day. Praise be to God, the one and only.